Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. He's all warmed up and ready to go. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Risma joins us. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jamie, and it's a pleasure to be in this very warm studio.
On a cold, cold day. Well, we've got lots to talk about. My gosh, what's going to top our agenda in terms of conversations today, Martin?
You know, and I'm not opposed to conversing about this as long as it's in a respectful fashion. It's a budget.
Yes.
And we are in full, you know, in full gear with regards to the budget. You know, I'll start by saying if we're looking at finding savings, we need to find $730,000 in order to impact 1%. And, you know, we're not like the Potter on, you know, It's a Wonderful Life or The Grinch That Stole Christmas, where council sits around and says, how can we make people's lives miserable? We're on the opposite. We're trying to do what we can to make our lives of our citizens, our residents, as positive as possible in Stratford. So the process continues. We started at 9.98. After our first 2 days, we were down to 9.6 increase in tax levy. And that's a difference That's different than the increase of year over year, you know, with regards to, you know, operating the city. That's different because we know that no one also will have increase in costs of running a city, but we're going to have increase in residential and industrial growth to offset that. So people get stuck on numbers that aren't tax levy increases. Those are operational expenses, but as I said, offset by growth, residential and industrial. So, you know, we've, you know, great work by our leadership team, Director Kruger. She came back with answers to some of the questions that we had before Christmas to our CLT team. Counselors were taxed with the job of going back to that 650-page binder that itemizes items and to come back with questions and recommendations. We know, as I started, you know, we know pandemic, we have affected people's lives, infected and affected. Inflation, certainly a huge factor, and interest rates. So we talk about capital costs. We can defer, but we will never be able to say we're not doing that capital unless we remove it completely, like take down a building. Operating, you know, costs, we talked about reducing services. Maybe it's sidewalk plowing. Maybe it's reducing garbage collection to twice a week because we're doing a great job on green bin and recycling, which we'll talk about.
You would be saying garbage collection every other week.
Yes, you know, we've talked about that. We talked about transit services. So, you know, we talk about an expansion budget where we're putting money in for affordable supportive housing. And we talk about reserves, which is a challenging one itself, where you put money away so you can do that project next year or in 10 years or 20 years as, maybe our landfill site. But after 3 days, we're down to 8.49%, which is we're trending in the right direction, 8.4. And, you know, I've said it out loud that I'd like to get in around the 7%. But once again, we're not in a hurry. We're going to work at this. We have another date coming up for more discussion. Once again, it's open to public, but that'll come out over. We're still surveying council to find the best, and I'm hoping an evening session, which affords more people to come.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for the update on that. Appreciate that. So there's been special meetings that you've had with individuals recently.
Yeah, I want to talk about, you know, as I mentioned in our expansion budget, we talked about putting money in to that expansion budget for housing. And that's so that we can indicate to people like Rob Flack that come into town, who's the Associate Minister of Housing, saying, yeah, let's work together. And we have some skin in the game. You know, we know that we've had three amazing applications in for housing, and it's been unsuccessful. We know that our funding support for homelessness hasn't been the same as other communities. And so we talked about that. We talked about all types of housing, whether it's, you know, housing for individuals that want to downsize, people for their first homes, employment housing for youth. and of course, supportive housing. And, you know, I've always said housing is a social right, you know, it's a human right, but it's also economic driver. If we have those homes here in town, whether it's purchase or rental, we know people can live here, we know they can work here. So we spent a lot of our time talking about supportive housing. We talked about the Housing First philosophy, which we might get to later on. But we know with supportive housing, people need more than a roof over their head. They need support for, you know, mental health in some situations, you know, substance abuse, even tasks of cooking, you know, pieces that need to be in place so that they're housing ready, so that for permanent housing. So the biggest piece away that I have that he left with me and social services is that he wants to come back into town and talk about what's next instead of saying thank you very much. We're done here. So I'm grateful to Mr. Flack. And as I've said time and time again, our top issue in the city of Trafford and probably across all municipalities in Canada, globally, is the number one is that of housing.